I mentioned earlier I'd speak to Josh Frydenberg, the Federal Minister for Resources, Energy and Northern Australia. He's in Rockhampton at the moment, just landed. It's in relation to a front page news story in The Australian after the Prime Minister, Mr Turnbull, rejected calls for a moratorium on new coal mines. 61 prominent Australians have written an open letter calling for a global climate change agreement to stop new coal mines. Mr Turnbull says it's not sensible policy from an economic point of view, a jobs point of view, or even a global warming point of view, because Australian coal is often cleaner than coal from other countries. Josh Frydenberg argued we have a strong moral case to proceed with the Adani mine in Queensland. It had put millions of people around the world out of energy poverty. Federal Minister for Resources, Energy and Northern Australia, Josh Frydenberg's on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ray.
Now, how important is this in terms of our exports of coal, given what the Prime Minister said?
Well, coal is a very large export for Australia. It earned $40 billion over the last year worth of export income. It employs more than 40,000 Australians directly and tens of thousands more indirectly. We're the world's second largest exporter of coal. And as you said, our coal is of a high quality. It's low in sulphur, low in ash. And it's been used in these high-efficiency, low-emission power plants right throughout Asia, which is helping to reduce the carbon emission footprint by up to 40% on some of those older plants. So it's actually doing a job out there in the region, providing electricity and energy to the people who need it most.
Do we need a balance? We've had this debate, particularly in the Upper Hunter around the Scone area, about the need to balance coal mining with local industry. In this case, it's the thoroughbred horse industry. And there's been a lot made of it, particularly in the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, about this, and also the mines in Queensland that we've been having fights about for quite some time and the impact on the environment there.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to be very conscious of the environmental impact of mining, whether it's coal, whether it's iron ore, whether it's coal seam gas or the like. But the key is to understand that coal is a big part of the world's energy mix. More than 60% of Australia's electricity rate comes from coal, and more than 40% of the world's electricity comes from coal. And even though renewables are now playing a greater role in the overall energy mix, coal will still be supplying more than 30% of the world's electricity by 2040. So it's not going away, and Australia has real advantages here. And thousands of the people listening to your show, whether it's in New South Wales or Queensland, would be employed either directly or indirectly through our resources sector, and we should never lose sight of that.
Very quickly, we're running out of time. The Australian chief scientist, a new one, Alan Finkel, said this yesterday, "My vision is for a country, a society, a world where we don't use any coal, oil or natural gas because we have zero emissions." Is that some utopia that we can never achieve?
Well, that's a nice view to have, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
No.
And even the International Energy Agency says that global energy demand will increase by a third between now and 2040, and that's because there's more people in the world, that's because more people are moving into the middle class, that's because there's more urbanisation. But of that increased demand for energy, 75% of it will come from fossil fuels. So, of course, hydro, nuclear, they all have a role to play, solar and thermal and wind. But clearly, you know, resources like coal play an indispensable part to the energy security mix as we right now.
Okay, thanks for your time, Josh. All the best.
All the best to you, Ray.
Federal Minister for Resources, Energy, Northern Australia, Josh Frydenberg, on the line from Rockhampton, where he's travelling at the moment.